Hello and welcome to the July 27th edition of the REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and for this week's look at the latest developments in the economy and commercial real estate, I'm joined by NAREIT's senior economist, Calvin Schnorr. Calvin, welcome.
Good morning, Sarah.
Now, each week we've been following the economic news of the reopening during the pandemic. What were the important reports last week, and what do they tell us about the outlook?
Sure. You know, there were several reports last week that demonstrated the underlying strength of the economy. The strength is assuming that we can continue to reopen with the spread of the virus, which is a bit of an open question right now. But we had a number of strong reports on home sales in the month of June. Sales of both new homes and existing homes rose quite a bit. And actually, new home sales are higher than they were a year ago. So that's actually suggesting the underlying economic demand is intact as long as it's safe to go out and go about our business. The Case-Shiller index showed that house prices were a little bit soft, although we didn't see that in the transaction prices of the new and existing homes. So on balance, it says reasonably strong housing market as we're coming out of the shutdown. We also saw a lot of attention to the jobless claims numbers, and this deserves a little bit of a discussion. Most of the headlines focused on there being a rise in jobless claims after you adjust for typical seasonal patterns. But this might not actually be the correct thing to look at, because the typical seasonal patterns are related to auto manufacturer schedules, where they have the model year changeover in the middle of the year. The actual jobless claims fell by 142,000 last week. That's less than what the seasonal factor expected, but the seasonal factor, this is really what's going on for auto workers, not the pandemic. So this is really not sending a signal of growing weakness in the job market, and it looks like the market participants misinterpreted this a little bit. It's really not as negative a signal as people thought.
Mm-hmm. And how is the REIT sector handling the current economic and market situation?
Most REITs entered this in a pretty good position. REITs solidified their financial position in the years after the mortgage crisis, 2008, 2009. They raised a lot of equity capital. They lowered the leverage and have pretty strong balance sheets. And that's made them rather resilient to a lot of shocks. We've seen that their rent collection, the performance in rent collection, is quite high by tenants in most sectors. Not so high in the retail or the hotels, but the other sectors are collecting nearly all of their rents, which reflects the financial strength of the tenants in the high-quality buildings that REITs tend to own. So much of the REIT universe has been fairly robust during this period so far.
And how have stock returns responded to recent events?
Over last week, the REITs and the broader market were down just a little bit, just slightly lower. I had noted several weeks ago that the extreme volatility in March and early April, when there was just a lot of news, a lot of uncertainty about the pandemic, that volatility has subsided. We no longer see the double-digit declines and rebounds week to week, or sometimes even day to day. And there were not a whole lot of large moves among even any of the property sectors last week. So it was a fairly quiet week. A lot of investors are probably anticipating earnings season, which gathers momentum. A lot of REITs are reporting results for the second quarter in this week and the week after this. And this should help to clarify further how real estate is performing several months into the pandemic.
Okay, great. Calvin, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
And for more news and analysis on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.